brighter.
Ready, flip the switch!
Get a $100 bill credit when you switch to the Merrier carrier before January 7th. Plus, get the Samsung Galaxy Grand Prime for
$29.99. Whoa!
Santa's definitely gonna know where your house is this year. Cricket Wireless, something to smile about.
Offers end 1/7/16. Offers require number ported and activation on qualified plan and same transaction. First month service charge due with sale. Bill credit requires 2 service payments within 45 days. Credit received within 60 days. Device purchase not required to receive credit. Basic funds excluded. Fees, other charges, and restrictions apply. See store for offer details.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Selena from St. Charles Office Furniture. Our Wright City location is having a huge sale. Our 35,000 square foot warehouse is overflowing with newly arriving, beautiful name brand pre-owned office furniture like Kimball, Steelcase, Herman Miller, and more. Call 636-947-3172 for more information. I guarantee that friendly service and total satisfaction is what you'll get when you come to our Wright City warehouse for your beautiful pre-owned office furniture at low, low prices. Call 636-947-3172 or come in today and save.
Now at Buffalo Wild Wings, try their Buffalo Mac and Cheese. It's got all the flavors you love. Crispy buffalo chicken and mac made with rich, creamy cheddar cheese. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Weekday mornings at 635. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 635 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This year, avoid the holiday hassle and give the gift of wall-to-wall sports action. Famous wings and countless taps with a B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in-store or online. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hi, I'm Monique.
And this is Sarah. On Soul School, we are exploring the lighter side of life and having unforgettable conversations about life in an open and honest way.
And we will be talking about topics such as soulmates, second chances, and knowing when enough is enough in any relationship.
Join us every Sunday at 7 p.m. on Soul School, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This has to be Bing.
The Holly Green.
The Holly Green.
The prettiest picture you've ever seen. Christmas in Kelly.
I'm going to go home and beat my kids.
It's nice.
And I'm
going to
tell Mama Walters that if my daughter moved in with a guy, I'd never speak to her again because I'm the son of a bitch.
The door is always open. The neighbors pay a call.
That was Bingo. He was a mean SOB. Well, the next hour could be a disaster. There's been no rehearsal. There's been no planning. Please say hello to my daughter, Amanda, everybody. Amanda, say hi.
Hello, everybody.
She's here for her annual concert. You know, Adele did Radio City Music
Hall. Right.
This is second only to the Adele
concert.
Oh, well,
people wait all years for this. Oh,
I'm going to do one bit of business so we can open it up and give everybody who's not in the Christmas, if you're not in the Christmas mood now, when she finishes singing, you really won't be in the Christmas mood. I just need to mention Londov. My daughter and I actually headed there right after the show. We're going to take care of a little business there. And I would invite you, they are open late tonight, or as John would say, late tonight. He always does three lates. Late tonight. They will be closed tomorrow. I know there are car dealerships that are open tomorrow. Some till noon, some till 3. And that's their business. I kind of like, and I'm not saying that makes them bad dealerships. I'm just saying I kind of like the fact that, you know, even though Londoff, the dealership, and John Londoff, the man that runs it, knows they could probably pick up an extra few $1,000 by being open tomorrow, they'd rather see their employees get 2 full days off, Thursday and Friday. So that's what they're going to do. So they're closed tomorrow. They'll be back open Saturday. And, of course, next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Open late tonight. I'm sorry, late tonight. John A. Londoff Chevrolet. When I called earlier today, I got put on hold. And I heard, hi, this is John Londoff Jr., and I invited you to go. He did that thing. And then he played a bit with me and him on hold.
Really?
Yes, where we are singing the jingle together, which I forgot we even did. And I guess the point is, in his message on hold, when he says that by coming to John Londoff, you will have a different experience. You're never going to be able to understand what that means. It's sort of what lots of dealerships say, but saying it and following through are two different things. You'll see what we're talking about. I don't think you'll ever be treated as well, whether you buy or not, just because you came to shop, as you will at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. So Merry Christmas to everybody, and I can't name all 130 employees. It's something like that. But they all play a part in making your experience a good one there, which makes the AM and the PM crowd happy. They went there, which keeps them on the air with us. So thank you to you who are AM and the PM who did business with, or at least gave them a shot at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. All right, we've decided this concert will start with Amanda. What's the first song we're going to do here?
I think you said I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Okay, at the age of about 8, we realized she could not carry a tune, and it was embarrassing. And when you have something embarrassing, you either run with it and make the most of it, or you hide and crawl and go off in a corner. She decided to just use it, and
people seem to like it.
People do seem to like it. I think it makes them feel better about their own singing.
Well, we had a guy call in and said, did I miss Frank's daughter singing? I said, no.
No, you didn't.
She's coming in next week. Oh, he goes, I live to hear her sing.
That's a sad life.
Well, I made it. I had a lot of other bookings, but I decided to make this priority.
Yeah. All right, here we go. With that, ladies and gentlemen, that's all getting the Christmas spirit together and the Christmas mood. Here now is Amanda with I'll Be Home for Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas.
It's unbelievable. It's not Celine Dion. I know what you're thinking.
Please have snow and mistle. Oops, that was a little fast.
She's actually trying to sing it.
This is a slow version.
Yeah,
this
is,
it's harder.
Slow.
Yeah. Christmas Eve will find me.
Oh, people are in tears right now.
Man, it's so good.
Now they're in the mood.
Where a love light
leads. Now bring it home. What's interesting, she's actually trying to sing it.
Mm.
This is the girl whose friends in the car, best friend, says, shut up, when she starts singing in the car. Please, no kidding, shut up.
Or they just turn it up.
It turn it louder to drown you out.
Yeah.
Now, there have been thousands of requests for Reindeer Rock. We're going to take, any performer needs a break after a trying.
That was just my warm-up.
That was a warm-up, so I need to take a break. Reindeer Rock is something we all participate in. Dan,
yes,
it's been a year. And you do this a cappella, no accompaniment.
Yeah.
All right, Dan is known for this. Many people would never even know Reindeer Rock if it weren't for Dan Strauss.
Jimmy Boyd does it, and I got it in, this is how I got into radio, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell that story.
Well, there was Mike Wall and Guy Phillips.
Never heard of him.
Were working at KSLQ at the time. And this was back in the, probably 1979 or something.
Yeah, late 70s.
Yeah. And they did a contest. I was working at Sambo's, incidentally. Working at Sambo's, and they did a contest, and they were putting together a thing called the Phillips and Wall Singers to go sing at malls and hospitals and stuff.
Now, when did Phillips pass away? Was it 3 years ago?
No, I think he's still alive.
Oh, yeah, I think he's still
really
around.
He's really old, but I think he's still alive.
Wow.
He's in a home, I think.
Okay.
So I called the radio station because they said, we want, we don't want your traditional Christmas song anymore. And I thought, I used to sing this as a kid all the time. So I called in and did Reindeer Rock, and then ended up going to the studio. And I had just started college at the time, too. And I thought,
how long is this story?
This is what I want to major in. So that's why I started majoring in communications at Flow Valley and ended up getting into radio because of that.
I'm sorry I asked. I didn't know it would be a 20 minutes.
Seeing how popular Guy and Mike were. Yeah.
But Reindeer Rock.
This is where I want to go.
Yeah, that show just went on to, well, no, it didn't. all right, and no accompaniment. You want a downbeat? Like one, two,
yeah, three. We'll okay. Just go, and then everybody goes ba-ba-du-ba, du-ba.
And Steve, the conductor, is here to make sure that this is right. Yeah. All right, here
keep
we go.
On beat.
Okay, here we
ready?
Go. One, okay. One, two.
Look up there in the air, do you see what I see? It's Santa Claus and his reindeer, but they ain't what they used to be. Hey, look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-du-ba-du-ba.
Look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-du-ba-du-ba.
Santa Claus is singing while his sleigh bells are ringing, and the wind is really blowing, and the going, coming to fill your sock, doing the reindeer rock.
Rock,
dig that crew in the blue delivering Christmas loot.
Yeah.
Old Santa's right up to date now. He's got a trumpet instead of a whip. Look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba.
Look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba.
Santa Claus is singing while the sleigh bells are ringing, and the wind is really blowing, and they're going, coming to fill your sock, doing the reindeer rock.
Rockin', rockin', rock, rockin'.
Oh, dig that crew in the blue. Delivering Christmas loot. I forgot. Wait, look up there. Hold on.
You just did that.
Hold on a second. Last
you
verse.
Up.
Edit that out.
Okay.
It out.
Right. Look up there. I declare old Santa's. Wait a minute.
Oh, hold on. You know, you know how a lot of performers, they just lose it.
I know.
They get older.
Cut that and edit it again.
This is the last edit.
Okay. Look up there in the air. Old Santa's really hip. No, I can't remember.
Oh, my goodness. This is unbelievable.
Look up there. Hold on.
It'll come back.
Here's what we'll do.
It will come back.
We'll take last year's and edit it on to the end of this year.
Here, you want to have them start over with the actual song? Is
no. The whole thing? No, I don't think anybody does.
No, there is a verse. Look up there, I declare. No, that Santa's really hit. Now there's another one.
I forgot the lyrics.
I know, I can't believe it. And I just had them all. I've known these for years.
You've only had a year to prepare this.
I know.
Well, take a break. It may come back to you. It may come. Dan Strauss,
sorry,
everybody.
Thank you so much.
How about that? How about that performance, huh? Yeah. Now, among the thousands of requests that have come in.
Oh, I know it. Dig that crew in the blue delivering Christmas loot. Old Santa's sporting a crew cut with his beard and his bright red suit. Hey, look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba.
Look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba.
Santa Claus is singing while his sleigh bells are ringing, and the wind is really blowing, and the going, coming to fill your sock. Doing the reindeer rock. There we go.
He saved it. All right.
Holy cow.
And now, a duet. Duets are very popular.
Oh, you know,
Sinatra did a bunch of duets. Dolly did a bunch of duets. Streisand, they all like to get. So did, what's his name? Chicken Hair. Rod Stewart. They did a bunch of duets.
Yeah.
And now, by request, because thousands of people have asked for this, how about a duet with your daughter and dad? I think you all know a Baby It's Cold outside.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
And now, here to perform it, Amanda and Dan.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
Been hoping that you drop in.
My mother will start to worry.
I was on the wrong page.
Doing his job.
This is.
Oh wait, I've got. Are you reading that off of?
Yeah, but it's the same on here, right?
No.
This is why people rehearse.
Okay, we'll go from this then.
Okay.
All right, we'll start.
Okay.
And now edit all that out.
All right.
Okay, I mean it. I don't want people to hear that.
All right.
Here singing, Baby It's Cold Outside, Amanda and Dan.
Hey. I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping
so very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just like I
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put the records on while I pour.
Our neighbors might think.
Maybe it's cold, it's bad out
there. Say, what's in the street?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like...
to break the spell. Why, thank you. I ought to say no, no, no. At least I'm gonna say that I tried. I really can't stay. Maybe it's cold outside. Wow.
Okay, that's good.
Wow. And not in the no rehearsal. That was not rehearsed at all.
That is un.
They never even did a run through.
I don't that remember the lyrics where the girl is like, "What's in my drink? Drug me?" Yeah. Now I can't say no.
We can thank Bill
really
Cosby
creepy.
For that.
Yeah,
because of Bill Cosby.
That one's hard because they overlap.
Yeah, they do.
Well, that's why not just anybody could do what you just did.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't just an amateur.
We should have practiced.
That's a talent.
It's hard.
No.
If an amateur just tried to do that, it'd be a disaster.
Yeah, I know.
A disaster. We're going to take a very quick break, and when we come back, what's up next on this Christmas spectacular?
Well, we have All I Want for Christmas Is You. I know that's one of Amanda's
favorites.
Oh,
that Mariah Carey song.
Oh, people been asking for that?
Oh, yeah, by the thousands. Okay. I've never cared for it. My favorite Christmas song is Karen Carpenter, Merry Christmas, Darling. And by the way, the whole Carpenter's Christmas CD or download, it's just incredible. That Karen Carpenter. My daughter's second only, maybe, to Karen Carpenter.
Yeah.
I think. No. Wait,
I think so.
No,
second.
What am I thinking? Karen Carpenter's at the best end of the spectrum. My daughter's at the worst end of the spectrum.
What?
And to the lady who wrote me last year, and I still haven't forgotten about this, lady writes me an email. It was after Christmas, first of the year, and she said, "I don't even know how to begin this because I don't want to hurt your feelings." She said, "But your daughter cannot sing." Said, wow. I'm sure you're proud of her, and I'm sure she's a lovely girl. But, Frank, for as proud as you might be, you must be deaf to her inability to carry a tune. This woman actually thought that I thought. The whole point is she can't sing, but she's trying to sing. You couldn't deliberately sing this bad, I don't think. Let me do a quick bit of business. We come back. You know, one of the things when you sing, a lot of times singers show their teeth when they sing. Because when you say me and like Rat Boy, a word like tell them the
cheese,
your teeth show. You want to have nice looking teeth, and more than just nice looking teeth, you want to have healthy teeth. Is my grandson singing?
Yeah, he's
saying
me.
He's
he heard you say me.
Would you like to sing? You want to sing?
He wants to sing. He likes Jingle Bells.
Can you sing?
Hey, Carson, let's sing Jingle
Can
Bells.
Can you sing Jingle Bells?
Ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Jingle Bells, Christmas, Batmobile.
Lost its wheel.
Joker
got away.
Hey!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah. Woo! Hey, tell them who you are.
Tell them who you are today. Who are you today?
Captain America. Do you have?
He's 2.5, folks. Give him a break. Okay, now.
Do you have big muscles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sing Jingle Bells again real loud.
Okay? Jingle Bells,
that's not going to cut it. You're eating the microphone.
I like that, though.
He does the Batman Smells version, right?
My son taught him Jingle Bells, Batman Smells.
Robin laid an egg.
Yeah. I'd never heard that version. Anything else you want to say? Say Merry Christmas, everybody. Go ahead. Say Merry Christmas.
Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
There you go.
Yay!
There you
go.
Hey, 2.5. We'll get better. Now, if you could see my grandson's teeth, his nice, white little kid teeth, and we're going to make sure they stay that way. If I had my way, his parents would bring him to St. Louis, to the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and he'd go to Ballast Dental Care, where his whole family, where his daddy and his grandpa and his grandma and his aunt and everybody. What do you want?
He wants Grumpy.
To say something again.
He wants Grumpy.
To say hi to. Who do you want to say hi to?
Did he work out a sponsor today?
Who do you want to say hi to?
Yeah, he's got a sponsor.
Say hi, Mommy and Daddy.
Hi, Mommy and Daddy.
There you go.
Say, I like living with G and Grumpy.
I like living with G and Grumpy.
There you go. Now we're talking. By the way, that's me. G, I'm Grumpy, and my wife is G. And say, I want to stay in Chesterfield.
Chesterfield.
Yeah.
Okay, so while he sits here on my lap because he's not going to get down, let me just remind you, thanks to Ballast Dental Care for this year, and I'll thank him officially next week. But, folks, let this be the last holiday you ignore your teeth, for goodness sakes. It's so important. Your gums are important. A lot of other things can go south on you if you ignore your teeth and your gums. And for 42 years, I've gone and sat in the chair twice a year at Ballast Dental Care, and I'm inviting you to join me. They'd love to have you as a patient, and you will not regret this decision. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Don't go away. We come back after the intermission in the Amanda Dan Christmas Concert, Part 2. Do not go away. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And it's time for a look at traffic with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, it does. First of all, this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's. They're open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Wrap up your Christmas today. Now you can buy online, pick up in store at Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details. It does look like we have an accident now. It is on westbound 44 just before before Lewis Road. You are running slow Antire Road to just before Lewis. Now we have westbound 40 is slowing from Clarkson, trying to get off at Boone's Crossing to get into Chesterfield Valley. Eastbound 270 still heavy. McDonald through 170, and it looks like we're pretty heavy now on eastbound 64 between 157 and 159 at Fairview Heights. This report also brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving, and there's one thing you can be sure of. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
You know what the 25th is, don't you?
Christmas is coming up.
Christmas is here again.
I'm filled with Christmas cheer.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, I have rhythm. I love to dance, and I've been told that I dance pretty well. But I'm also totally blind, which means that sometimes my circadian rhythms can get totally out of step with the world around me. Circadian rhythms are regulated by our internal master body clock. But because I can't perceive light, my body clock simply doesn't know what time it is. This can have me wide awake in the middle of the night and fighting to stay awake during the day. That can affect relationships and make it difficult to be productive at work. And it can make every day a real challenge. It's not my imagination. It's called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind. So if you're like me, you're not alone, and there is hope. Call 855-856-2424 today, or visit learnmorenon24.com to find out more about non-24. Because learning more about non-24 is the first step to getting your rhythm back.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. CPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-500-4833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Transcend's smallest and most advanced portable design ever. The mini CPAP is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call CPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-4833. That's 1-800-500-4833.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stewart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
Yes, it seems amazing that my little girl is now grown up and getting married.
Oh, Dad.
So now, on this wonderful occasion, I propose a toast to the new bride and groom. To Angela and... to Angela and...
Not as sharp as you used to be. Forgetful now and again. Then here's something you won't want to forget. FitBrains. Try the new version of our award-winning brain training app and online program that tailors to your needs, focusing on memory, brain speed, concentration, and more, helping your brain to function at its very best. So go ahead, download the FitBrains app for free, available at iTunes and Google Play. With the largest collection of fun brain training games on the market, FitBrains is designed to help you maximize your full potential. With a little brain boost, who knows what you might achieve? Download the FitBrains app today. Try the FitBrains app free. FitBrains, brain training success.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, and I'd like you to join me on Sundays at 1 p.m. for This Week in Real Estate. On the show, we discuss how to sell a home, how to buy a home. I interview experts in the real estate industry, take call-ins, and a whole lot more. You get to learn about the biggest investment in your life. I get to enjoy your company. Join me, Terry Hall, for This Week in Real Estate, Sundays at 1 p.m., right here on the Big 550 KTRS. I look forward to you joining me.
The Mizzou Tigers, the Fighting Illini.
Bang!
It's the 35th annual Bud Light Bragging Rights Game. The University of Missouri clashes with the University of Illinois at the Scott Trade Center tonight. Coverage begins at 5:30 and the tip-off is at 6 on the Big 550. KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
A pretty paper, pretty paper,
my favorite song.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Take a minute.
Grab your presents to your darling from you.
Nelson would be proud. He wrote it.
Pretty pencils to write. I love you.
Everybody.
Pretty paper. Pretty ribbons of blue.
Yes, you've joined the second half of the great Christmas concert here at KTRS featuring Amanda, my daughter, and the incomparable, and I mean it, Dan Strauss, who forgets the lyrics to the only song he really knows.
I know.
And the requests are pouring in, and many of them are for Frosty the Snowman. How can you go wrong with Frosty the Snowman? So we've decided to have Dan accompany Amanda on the harmonica. This says
it's just
Christmas.
Acapella with a harmonica only?
I think so. Do you know the lyrics, Amanda, to Frosty the Snowman?
I can pull it up.
Oh, I think we should still have the music. Shouldn't we have some music, too? A little music?
Sure.
Do you have the karaoke?
I do. I just.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
I
think this needs no introduction.
Key of G, Dan.
Key
of G.
Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Frosty the Snowman snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. Just the same as you and me. Oh, bumpity bump bump, look out, Frosty Dove. I don't get this part. Bumpity bump bump bump.
He's melting.
Bump, bump, over the hill.
He's
the
melting
snow.
And falling down.
Frosty the snowman knew the sun was hot that day. So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village. With a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town, right to the traffic cop, and only paused a moment when he heard them holler, stop. For Frosty the snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye, saying, don't cry, I'll be back again someday. Woo!
I've never heard it with a harmonica. It makes all the difference.
Way better.
Way better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now let's go to the request pile and just see what other people are asking for. Now this is a tough one. Blue Christmas.
Oh,
that's
nice.
A slower pace. A little hard to sing.
All right.
Do we have Blue Christmas?
We do.
Bruce, you guys got the instrument?
Oh, man.
They're ready to go. I think we most
Steve's
of us
know. Ready, too.
Okay, Steve's ready?
Yeah.
Steve's ready to conduct. Here we go. Blue Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
That was good.
I,
a lot of people weren't in the Christmas spirit, and they are now. Steve, well, how about Steve doing a great job?
Woo, conducting Steve,
conducting Bruce Lippers from the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
What about the Mariah Carey song? She can do that one.
Oh, gosh.
Now, yeah, she wants to do the Mariah Carey song.
Well, I'm just listening to my list, my fans out there.
And, right, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never really cared for it.
But they also wanted Johnny Cash, too.
Well, so. A lot of people said, how about a non-Christmas song?
Mm-hmm.
They'd love to hear Dan and Amanda do the Jackson. We Got Married in the Field. So we have two final songs. One will be the Mariah Carey song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And we'll close it out. I know it's not a Christmas song, but a great duet. And if we have time, maybe take a couple calls and do even one request.
Yeah,
live.
I'll take a request.
Live request.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go.
Gosh. All right. Ready?
Oh.
We got married in a fever. Sprout. We've been talking about Jackson.
Ever since the fire went out, I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around.
Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Well, go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, do big talk, and man, make a big fool of yourself. You're going to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I care.
When I breeze into that city,
you're behind. People got a stupid bow.
People got a stupid bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how.
No, hang on, hang
I'm
on.
Going
on.
I'm going to Jackson. Yeah.
Now you're back to Jackson.
Turn loose of my coat.
I'm going to Jackson.
No, you're by your head now.
Goodbye was all she wrote.
Holy cow!
Here comes. But the you in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony keg. They'll lead you around like a scalded hound with your tail tucked between your legs. You're going to Jackson. Are you big talking man? And I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my J-Pan fan.
What's a J-Pan fan?
I have no idea.
Now we got married. Fever.
That's both of you, Dan.
Hot head of peppers.
Hold on, you're behind your head.
We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson.
I'm going to Jackson.
And that's a fact.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to Jackson.
Now your head.
Ain't never coming back.
Wow, that was horrible.
It's hard to sing karaoke.
Yeah.
No, it's hard for you.
No, it's hard.
It's tough to sing karaoke when you're used to playing with a band.
Oh,
and then,
see, here's the musician
coming out. No, because
he has to throw that.
Because you change
stuff
around.
I'm used to a real band.
Yeah,
and being in front
of arrange it
thousands of people.
Live music.
Yeah. Look at the phones.
If they're
going, take this crap off the air.
Yeah.
We're afraid to even take the calls.
No, I swear they're not.
How are we doing on time? We okay?
I think so.
We
got to get Mariah
tell
Carey.
Tell Bill
in,
we'll probably bag it today. We're going to do Mariah Carey, and just for the heck of it, maybe we should just take a couple. I know what these calls are.
Take a couple
Stop
of calls.
You want to take a couple
get,
calls
get
first?
Off, get off the air.
Or how about we have Dan answer the calls, and then we'll have her sing her final song.
Yeah, Dan, you can see what people want. They're telling us to knock it off. Tell them too bad. They only have to hear it once a year. A lot of people are familiar with the Mariah Carey song. It's a big hit, and even though it's not my favorite, it is for a lot of people. Here, doing it like no one else has ever done it. I've never even heard her do this. She's never rehearsed it. All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey, done now by Amanda, my daughter.
Keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe. trip to the North Pole for St. Nick. I won't even stay awake to hear those magic reindeer click. 'Cause I just want you here tonight.
Actually heard people say,
wow,
that's a difficult song to sing.
Yeah.
Oh, Mariah. Mariah has a very specific voice. It takes a very unique voice to sing.
Four-octave range.
Yes.
I don't think this person would mind if I share this text. This is a long-time friend, family friend, former advertiser, Bob McKay. Listening in Litchfield, Illinois, and here's what he says. Tell Amanda, I'm not sure if I'm crying or laughing. Maybe it's a
tears of joy.
Maybe it's a coming heart attack. Anyway, keep up the royal headache. So there you go.
Wow.
Well
said. Well said.
I've had people calling. People are calling saying that, thank you. We put them in the Christmas spirit, made their Christmas and everything else.
Well, how could it not?
Well, yeah, I'm glad.
I think the only people that wouldn't appreciate this would be somebody jealous like Mariah Carey. Driving through town, maybe on the way to a concert going, man, I can't believe somebody.
I mean, we could do a duet together. I'd be okay with that.
If we had time, we'd take a lot of calls, but I'm afraid if we took enough, they'd be going, all right, make sure this is only once a year, for goodness sakes. I can't take more of that. I'm going to do a little business. We come back. Amanda has asked to introduce the Playhouse.
Woo!
At about 5:14, 5:15, and she said, "Just don't say anything."
We have a special guest, Captain America, is here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Captain America. Captain America, would you like to say, "Hi, I'm Captain America."
Hi, I'm Captain America.
That's his Captain America voice.
Captain America voice.
Two and a half. Give him a break. Okay. First Community Credit Union. I was there today. Hello to Corey, who had never waited on me before. He was new. And I walked in, I said, you don't know me, I don't know you, I'm in a big, big hurry, can you do this for me quickly? Record time, this guy could work in the pit crew at NASCAR, so way to go, Corey, but it's typical of the people at First Community. If you're in a hurry, they'll get it done, and they'll get it done right. They won't hurry to the point that it's sloppy. They're very professional. This is First Community Credit Union, where I've done all my banking, all of it, for, I don't know, I'm not good at this, 8 years maybe, at least. Thank you, First Community Credit Union. This Saturday morning, even though it's a holiday weekend, yes, there'll be a yard sale. Paul Warner will host the yard. And how about this? What better Saturday for yard sale than after Christmas when you got crap you want to sell that people gave you, you don't want, but somebody else might love it. Somebody else might really want that whatever it is you have that you already had one of. You don't need two. Put it on the yard sale. Get you some cash for it. And then you take that cash and you put it in your account at First Community Credit Union. And if you don't have one, what a great excuse to open an account. Make your first account. Money from the things you sell. It's okay if he wants to jibber-jabber. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares. Let him talk. What are you saying? Say, First Community.
First Community.
Credit Union. Yeah, that's close enough. And let's see. Say, AM and the PM.
AM and PM.
Why is it that anything a little kid says?
I don't know. It's awesome. Like
anything.
It's like a parent, too, and you go, say this.
Oh, yeah. They'll repeat anything. Say, First Community Credit Union, say, it's a great place to bank. Yeah, it's close enough. 42 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. It is a terrific place to bank. And the rates are competitive. The people are nice. And you can find out more. Well, you can go in. You're welcome to go in. Have some fresh, hot popcorn. Even if you're not a member, say, hey, it's okay. I'm AM and the PM, and they said I can have this. And get some information or go to this website, firstcommunity.com. Meet me.
And we're going to get a quick check on traffic. Bill Cleveland sent me a text. He said he's fine with not doing the report, but he said he canceled Christmas. He's been listening for the past hour. Here's Tim Weiland, Tim.
Hey, the holidays are right around the corner, so it's the perfect Hallmark card. Care enough to send the very best. Care enough to send a Hallmark card available at your neighborhood Walgreens. They've moved the crash on westbound 44 at Lewis Road off onto the ramp. All lanes are now open, but traffic is still jammed up west of Highway 141 to just before Lewis Road. You're still stacked up pretty heavy on eastbound 64 before from 157 through 159, and eastbound 270 getting much better, just a little heavy now right at Lindbergh. And this report also brought to you by Kohl's. They're now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve, so wrap up your list today. You can buy online, pick up in-store at Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. See store or kohls.com for details. From the St. Louis, I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hello, I'm Tom Schneider, mayor of the historic city of Florissant. On Christmas Day, surrounded by the blessings of family and liberty, I'll pause to reflect on December 25th, 1776, when Washington's army crossed the Delaware to take Trenton for the supplies he needed to change the world. Please join me in a prayer of thanks today for the sacrifice and service of our military personnel across the world and our police and firefighters here at home. From our Florissant families, we wish you and yours peace and joy.
They did it for us. Served on the front lines defending our freedom. But now, Army veteran Tim and his family from South City could use some help this holiday season. So here's what we're doing for them. A live tree, lighting for the tree, gift certificates, and more to say thank you. KTRS presents Home for the Holidays from Lawn Doctor.